This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين احسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a deen in which we are supposed to fulfill the rights of various individuals and various other rights that are upon us. One such right which has been greatly emphasized in our Sharia is the right of our neighbors. And not only our neighbors, but our neighborhood. This has been greatly emphasized in our Sharia. Islam hukuk ka mazhab hai. Hamein sikhata hai ki apne hukuk ko ada karo. Ek hukuk haq جس کو ادا کرنا بہت ضروری ہے اور جس کے اوپر شریعت نے بہت ہی زیادہ اس کے اوپر زور دیا ہے کہ وہ ہمسایہ اور پڑوسیوں کا حقوق. Now what is the meaning of our neighborhood? What is the meaning of neighbors? Normally we all understand that the meaning of neighbors is a person whose house is next to you. That is what our understanding of neighbors is. But in our Sharia it is much more than that. It is not only the person whose house is near you, it is the person and the entire neighborhood. Pura muhalla wala, wo bhi aapke parosi hai. They are also your neighbors. Kumbe wale, your people of your own tribe, they are also part of your neighborhood. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made mention, la illam yantahi al-munafiqun wal-ladhina fi qulubi maradu wal-murjifuna fil madina. Ulama have written under the ayat, I don't have the time to give the explanation. Even the entire people of your city, they are part of your neighborhood. The people who read namaz with you in a masjid, they are part of your neighborhood. In Abu Dawud Sharif, there is a hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that 40 houses are part of your neighborhood. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 40 houses in front, 40 houses at the back, 40 houses in the right, 40 houses left. And this is a hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif. 40 houses all around you, they are part of your neighborhood. Now, after understanding what a neighborhood constitutes, let us look at the importance and the emphasis Islam has given to fulfill the rights of your neighbors and your neighborhood. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma zala Jibril yusini bil jar hatta sanantu annahu sayuwarithu." Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam emphasized the right of neighbors to such an extent that I thought that he is going to make them part of the estate. Ya Allah. Itne zor diya ke maine samjha ke wo miras mein bhi unko hissa denge. To main kabhi sochta hu, I think about it, Ya Allah, we have so much of problems in our inheritance with our family members. If Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made them part of our inheritance, phir kya hota? Then what would have happened? But just to give you the example with regard to it, one hadith Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three times Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, teen martaba, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. I take an oath, wa musalman nahi, he is not a Muslim, he is not a believer. Ya Rasulullah, aap kiske baare mein baat kar rahe hain? Ya Rasulullah, who are you talking about? He is not a believer. الَّذِي لَا يَعْمَنُ جَارَهُ بَوَائِقَهُ. He whose neighbor is not safe from his harm. He whose neighbor is not safe. When he talks, he's fighting. And the whole neighborhood can hear. Otherwise, he doesn't park properly. He doesn't come into the house properly. When he comes into the house, he makes a din and a noise that the entire neighborhood, they feel hurt. They feel abused. They feel their rights is not being fulfilled. He is not a believer whose neighbors are not safe from the evil of him. Ya Allah, what a day. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all know this hadith, very famous hadith. that he is not a believer who eats his fill, or and his neighbors are hungry. वो मुसलमान नहीं है जो पेट भर कर खाए और उनके जो है ना वो पड़ोसी और हमसाया और अपने मोहल्ला के लोग उसमें भूखे हैं. He is not a believer. Can you imagine the high ideals of Islam? By Islam, to talk about Islam is very easy. To make amal upon it is very difficult. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day told Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when I read this hadith, I said, Ya Allah, do we understand what Islam is? Do we understand the ethics of Islam? Ya Abu Zar, idha tabakhta marqa. Oh Abu Zar, when you cook curry, when you cook shorba, when you cook something, then add water into it. Add water into it. وَتَعَاهَدَ جِيرَانَكَ. So when you add water, you got more curry. You'll be able to give your neighbors. Huh? Add water into your curry. Make more curry. So that you can share it with your neighbors. Subhanallah. Look at the beauty of Islam with regard to fulfilling the rights of your neighbors. If you're cooking, cook a little bit more that you can share with your neighbors. Kabhi humne socha ki ye bhi Islam ka ek hissa hai. Lekin ye hadith ka hissa hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made the criteria for judging a person's character and conduct by what the neighbors say about him. And this makes sense. If you want to know what a person is, don't look at him from far. Ab Durban walon ko kya pata ki Johannesburg wala ke wala wo kaisa hai. What do the people of Durban know how a person in Joburg is? They're staying so far, they heard about him, they heard about his name. Yeah, Ziyaza Siyada, they maybe spoke to him over the phone. Through the means of the phone, he spoke nice to them. Can they come to a conclusion with regard to a conduct and a character of a person by staying far? Someone is far away from you in another vicinity, in another city. What does he know about your conduct and character? Look at what our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal. Qal al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idha sami'ta jiranaka yaqul. أن قد أحسنت فقد أحسنت. Oh Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when your neighbors, they say you are a good person, then remember you are a good person. Huh? Now the whole world say you are good, but the neighbors are swearing you. They are abusing you. Then what is the use of such a particular type of criteria of goodness? And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ يَقُولُونَ قَدْ أَسَعْتَ فَقَدْ أَسَعْتَ. And oh Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when the neighbors say you are a bad person, then you must know you are a bad person. So the criteria of judging you is to see what the neighbors say about you. Hamsaya wala, porosi wala aapke baare mein kya keh raha hai? Wo agar keh raha hai ki aap acche aadmi hain, to jo hai samjho ki main acha aadmi hu. Ab takabbur na karo, don't become proud, but I'm just giving you the criteria. Yahan tak, never mind this. Even with regard to Jannat and Jahannam, it is the evidence of the neighborhood that will put you in Jannat or will put you in Jahannam. Let me repeat it. Yahan tak ke parosi walo kya kehte hai, ya to aap Jannat wale banenge ya Jahannam. Jahannami. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that one day people came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, hamare mahalle ke log mein, hamare mahalle mein ek aurat hai. Bohot hi zyada tahajjud guzar. She makes a lot of tahajjud. She keeps roza, fasting, nafil fast. Lekin parosi walon ke saath unka haq sahi nahi hai. Unka rawaiya sahi nahi hai. But ya Rasulullah, she is not good with the neighbors. She is swearing the neighbors. She is abusing the neighbors. She is fighting with the neighbors. Ya Rasulullah, is aurat ke baare mein aap kya kehte ho? What do you say with regard to such a woman? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if she is like what you say, and she continues like that, she's a Jahannami. I'm using the words of a hadith in Musnad Ahmad. I'm not taking something out of my own pocket. She is in Jahannam. She is in Jahannam. Ya Rasulullah, hamare mahalle mein, there is a woman. She does not make a lot of nafil ibadah. Farais ke upar toh hai. Farais mein toh we got no, there is no option, there is no compromise. If you're fulfilling your farais, you're not doing anyone a favor. But nafil namaz, she does less. Tahajjud kam hai. Nafil roza kam hai. Lekin, she is good with the entire neighborhood. When she speaks to them, according to the Sharia, she speaks to people, she speaks well. She's always helping the neighborhood. She's always doing good. Ya Rasulullah, what is your view about such a woman? Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, Jannati. She is a Jannati. So what your neighborhood tells you, according to that you are good or bad, according to that you are Jannat or Jahannami. And this is what our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention with regard to in the hadith. And that is why we find that in our ulama, throughout history, they made a great amount of emphasis with regard to the rights of neighbors. We like to listen to waqiyas and incidents, so let me make mention of one or two incidents. So Mufti Taqi Usmani has written a book in Islahi Mawaiz. His Mawaiz have been copied in a book. So in that there is one book with regard to the rights of neighbors. So he said, Ek Admi Tha Uska Naam Abu Hamza Sukari Tha. His name was Abu Hamza Sukari, not Sukari Rutab Kajur. His name was Sukari. They called him Sukari because his words were so sweet. When he used to speak, everyone used to love to listen to him because his words were so sweet. Because of that, he came to be known as Abu Hamza Sukari. So Abu Hamza Sukari had a difficulty in his financial situation. Because of that difficulty, he put up his house for sale. That he had to leave the neighborhood, he had to go somewhere else, a very expensive neighborhood, whatever. So Muhalla Wala, they all came to him. They said, why are you selling your house? Ab kyun bech rahe ho? Bhai mali mushkilat hai. So then the neighborhood people said, aapki akhlaq itne acche hai, chahe humse paisa le le, we will give you money, but don't leave our neighborhood. Don't leave our neighborhood because your akhlaq is so good. Nowadays, I think sometimes if people know that you are to leave, they'll give you money to you. Kal jana hai, abhi chale jao. Look at this, Abu Hamza Sukari rahmatullah alayhi. People came to give him money. We'll give you money if you don't leave us. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi ka mashhoor waqia. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, you know, his neighbor used to sing. And he used to be a sharabi. He used to be drink alcohol. And in the state of alcohol, he used to sing and make a lot of noise. One day someone went to report him to the police. He makes a lot of noise. The police came and they took him away and they put him in jail. They arrested him. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi came home, no noise. No person making a noise. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi ke mera jo hai wo parosi ka kya hua? Suna ke jo hai wo kail khana mein hai. The people, they locked him up. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi went to the authority. Now Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was a very good, you know, very proud, independent person. Proud not in the sense of takabbur, but independent. So he went to the authorities. He said, you have got someone you may have arrested. So now Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi coming to the authorities, they all listen to him. Kya hua? Why did you come? You arrested my neighbor. You arrested my neighbor. Free him. So the authorities freed the neighbor. So when he came, Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, see, I freed you because you're my neighbor. But this particular habit of yours is not a good habit. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi gave him 50 dinars. Start off your life afresh. Don't take to alcohol. He started his life afresh. He became a student of deen and he became a rawi of hadith. A person who had alcohol because of the way Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi used to treat him. So the waqiyat we like, so let me give you one more waqiyah. Mufti Azizur Rahman was the first mufti of Darul Uloom Deoband. So Mufti Azizur Rahman rahmatullah alayhi, before he used to go and teach hadith, he used to go and he used to go to the woman of the neighborhood. They all used to give him a small parchi. They used to give him a small pig. Bring from us, from the market, this. So they used to tell him, like, you know, he used to go and buy the goods for them. He used to go and buy the fruits and vegetables for him. Now, bichara Mufti Azizur Rahman was a Sheikhul Hadith. He was a Mufti of Darul Uloom Deoband. So sometimes when he used to go and buy the fruit and vegetable, he used to bring wrong things. So the woman used to say, Bhai Mufti sahab, aap kaise aadmi ho? Aap ghalat leke aaye. You brought something that is wrong. We told you to bring tomatoes, you brought onions. So Mufti Azizur Rahman used to say, okay, tell me what is wrong. He used to go back to the marketplace and he used to go and help them. A Mufti of Deoband. And this is how he used to treat the people of his neighborhood. My dear respected brothers, I'm just giving you an example. And our ulama have written, in neighborhood, there are, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, teen kisam ke parosi hai. There are three types of neighbors you have. One who has got three rights over you. Three rights. He is a neighbor. He is a Muslim and he's your relative. Teen hakim ke upar. You have to treat him extra kind because he's your neighbor, plus he's a person who is your relative and he's a Muslim. Then there is a neighbor who got two rights over you. And that is, he's a Muslim and he's your neighbor. And one who's got one right over you. Yeh hai ke wo ghair Muslim hai. Lekin phir bhi aapka jo hai na wo parosi hai. He's a non-Muslim but he's your neighbor. Fulfill his right also. Islam mein to yahan tak hai, the ayat which I read in the Quran in the beginning, wasahibi bil jamb. A person who is a neighbor for you for a short period of time. Now you're sitting in a queue in the Home Affairs. Or you're sitting in a queue in the hospital. A person is with you for the next 1-2 hours. Wasahibi bil jamb. Quran mein. In the Quran, there is his right. That in that 2 hours, you see to it that you don't harm him. You be good to him. You be kind to him. A person is sitting next to you in the plane. He's going to be in the plane according to your flight. 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. Iska bhi haq hai. He also got a right over you. Quran mein uske baare mein khususi taur par Allah Ta'ala ne usko zikr farmaya. Allah has made mention of him that he's got a right over you. Wasahibi bil jamb. Subhanallah. So even Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, you know, there was a sheep that were being slaughtered in his house. So when he was being slaughtered and they were cutting the meat, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, a Jarilul Qadr Sahabi, a great Sahabi, he said, see to it before you give anyone. Before you give anyone the meat, give to the non-Muslim neighbor. To ghair Muslim hamare jo parosi hai, usko de do. ये इस्लाम अब पता नहीं क्या कहा से उन्होंने वो आजकल नए नए मुफ्ती लोग जो है ना वो कहते हैं उनके साथ ताल्लुक ना रखो लेकिन हदीस में तो ये है कि उन गिव यू गिव अब सहाबी का अमल है बिफोर यू गिव एनीवन को इन गिव योर नॉन मुस्लिम नेबर द मीट बिफोर यू गिव द मुस्लिम नेबर तो दिस इज व्हाट आई जस्ट वाज रीडिंग व्हाइल आई वाज मेकिंग यू नो द रिसर्च ऑन दिस सो देयर वाज अ पर्सन इन अमेरिका हु रोट अबाउट राइट्स ऑफ नेबर्स. So he even made mention of the name Muhammad Isla Ismail Al-Muqaddam. He say one brother that he was a neighbor to a non-Muslim and when he was a neighbor went for a holiday. So whatever used to come to the neighbor's house, the newspapers, the pamphlets, the mail, you know, he kept it well. He also looked after the neighbor's house. And after a while, when the neighbor came back, he went to give him. He said, see, when you were gone, all of this mail came. I kept it for you, this is yours. So he said, why did you do it? So he said, Islam taught us to look after the rights of the neighbors. So in that book, which I read this morning, he said, wo Musliman ho gaya. He became a Muslim because of what Islam says about the rights of neighbors. Just as we've got a right with regard to our neighbors, we also got a right of the community we're staying in. Jis shehar mein hum reh rahe hain, जिस मुल्क में जो हम रह रहे हैं उसका भी हक है हमारे ऊपर. इट ऑल्सो हैज गॉट अ राइट ओवर अस. यू कैन कम इन टू अ कंट्री और बी पार्ट ऑफ अ कंट्री एंड से आई एम ओनली गोइंग टू टेक फ्रॉम द कंट्री, आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू गिव टू द कंट्री. क्या सिर्फ हम लेने के लिए है या सिर्फ देने के लिए? नहीं, हम जिस मुल्क में रह रहे हैं, यहाँ के जो है ना द डिफिकल्टीज ऑफ दिस कंट्री, यहाँ पे देयर इज अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट, हम क्या कर सकते हैं? जितने भी आप कर सकते हो तो करो. हाउ मच यू कैन डू डू. That is our right. And there are many things in a country that are not related to faith. They are related to the community and the society. For example, crime. Crime is not something to do with religion. Crime has got to do with community. If there is a community in which there is no safety and security, then the people of the community must come together to try and solve the crime problem. अब जो है ना ये कौन सा है कि जो है ना वो क्राइम है पूरे जो है ना मोहल्ले में हम कुछ नहीं करते. हजरत मुफ्ती महमूद साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह ने लिखा है दैट यू नो व्हेन यू आर गिविंग, ही गिव दिस एग्जांपल, इफ अ पर्सन इज गोइंग फ्रॉम ट्रेन टू वन प्लेस टू अनदर प्लेस, नो मैटर व्हाट रीजन द पर्सन इज गोइंग टू अनदर प्लेस, जो भी उनका जो है ना नीयत हो, बट व्हाइल यू आर इन दैट ट्रेन, व्हाइल यू आर इन दैट प्लेन, इट इज इन एवरीवनस इंटरेस्ट दैट दैट पर्टिकुलर जर्नी मस्ट बी सेफ. चाहे जो है ना ही माइट बी गोइंग फॉर अनदर रीजन, ही माइट बी गोइंग फॉर एन इवल रीजन, बट इफ यू आर शेयरिंग अ स्पेस देन यू और एवरीवन मस्ट पुट देयर एफर्ट्स टू द व्हील टू बी एबल टू मेक दैट जर्नी सेफ. इन दिस कंट्री वी आर, ये हमारा हक बनता है. इफ यू लुक एट द हिस्ट्री ऑफ इस्लाम, लोग तारीख नहीं पढ़ते, वी डोंट रीड अवर हिस्ट्री, And I'm saying that we don't read our history, therefore we can't take lessons from our history. Wherever Muslims went in the past, wherever they went, I guess I can take a qasam on this, wherever Muslims went, they made such an impact where they stayed that the people there were impressed with the way Muslims stayed with them. Puri tareekh uthar kar dekho. Jahan bhi Musalman gaye, unhone itne acche bartav kiya ki wahan ke log jo hai na wo unko koi chara nahi tha lekin wo Musalman ho jaye. Muslims went to North Africa in the time of Sahaba. They went to the Berbers. Up till now, Berbers are Muslims. Why? Because the Muslims treated them well. Muslims, Indonesia, they say today the biggest Muslim country is Indonesia. Indonesia mein to koi Musalman forge nahi gaya. No one conquered Indonesia. Wo kaise Musalman hue? By the conduct of the Muslims. Musalman tajir ke safai aur diyanatdari ki wajah se wo Musalman hue. So we have a responsibility to the country we are staying. And you can't just go say, no, we are staying in this country, we have no responsibility. You have a responsibility. And this is something that you must do. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, Dewsbury Gate, Dewsbury Markaz, ke iftitah par, he made mention, and I wrote it down, to live in an enclosed environment, simply content with your prayers and fasting, apathetic to the people and society you live in, never introducing them to Islam and your own personal qualities, then remember, when there is any type of protest that happened and there is any type of uprising that happened, you will not be safe. Aapne logon ko Islam ke bare mein, apne hamdardi ke bare mein, aapne unko jitaya nahi, aapne unko bataya nahi. Jab wo khade honge, to aapke khilaf khade ho jayenge. They will stand up against you. What did you do to make them to make them turn towards you with goodness? And I make mention with it, although this is in passing, aakhir mein kehta hu, do hafte ke baad voting hai. Ye bhi hamare haq hai ki hum usme hissa le. Ye bhi hamare haq hai ki usme hissa le. Because we are part of this country. And because many of us are from the Indo-Pak subcontinent, I just like to make mention, here just in December this year, 14 ulama of India, great ulama of India, 14 ulama, including Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Mona Khalid Saifullah Rahmani, Maulana, the principal of Darul Deoband, called upon the Muslim community of India to take part in the elections. Unhone kaha ki aapke liye zaruri hai ki aap isme hissa le, to show people you are part of this country. So in another 2 weeks' time, wherever we is, we must go. I can't say from this member who you must vote to. I can't do that. Maybe it's not the right thing for me to use the member to say that. But this much I will say, whoever supports Israel, whichever political party supports Israel against our Palestinian brothers and sisters, and who do not say anything against the genocide, you cannot give vote to such a party, even if they come up with any other things. We cannot as Muslims give vote to someone who is silent when 30,000 people of ours have been killed. Now you can look at other options. You can maybe take a reason. Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written, sometimes you can vote for a party for a specific reason. It doesn't mean you agree with everything of that party. So sometimes you vote for a party because of one reason. Whatever that reason, whatever your principle is, maybe it will be a good, effective opposition. Or maybe it has done good to Palestine. I'm not saying anything. That is something you can say. If you are doing it for that reason, it doesn't mean you agree with everything. Sometimes you vote for a specific reason. The other things which are happening in our country, main kehta hu, jo bhi ho, crime ho, corruption ho, ye hamari zimmedari hai ki hum bhi usme koshish kare. Hum bhi koshish kare. What? We must also try and do something to make our country a better place to live in. Ye hamara haq hai. This is our responsibility. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.